Capital Weather.
Allô, allô, coucou mes bébés, c'est Erin. Ouh là là, il fait chaud. Ouh, Nigori. 26 degrees, Nairobi is maintaining hotness at 30 degrees, Nyeri Town 31, Wote 36, Meru 29 degrees, Nakuru 30 degrees, Kilifi 31, Kiricho 26, the coolest place on my map today, Kisii Town. Ah, this is strange, that means... We can all go there to get some coolness, huh? That's me, Hélène. 5 minutes past four, we go back to the music. And of course, the talk to the Jam Master. Voilà. Bisous.
Rain or shine, we play the best mix of music all day long. 98.4 Capital FM.
This is the Jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.
Wanna relocate me. They running with gunner, but they can't fade me. They wanted to come up, but they ain't crazy. I ride one in the on top. 6-tray Chevrolet rolling without no top. Got them hydraulics is dumping and making it drop. California to Virginia to me, making it hot. Taking long rides in a G4 plane. X-Men to the stage, got them going insane. Yeah, got the world saying my name. I'm about to make a little change, I'ma keep it the same. You dig? X to the Z, baby. Run up on your hidden corners, phantom platinum break. Come on. X be the life of the party. Don't be scared, girl. Reach out and touch somebody.
Baby, feel the triggers jumping. Other guys are rhyming, but they don't say nothing. Looking in the club like they want to do something.
In the Maybach Benz. You wanted to party, but I got biz. This ain't entertainment, I feed my kid. On a 405 in the carpool lane. Gotta hit some corners, I'm riding a cane. Wanna ride out to an island and tan your frame and just waste away a couple of days. Holler back at me. Look where I'm at. Make the crowd get loud like the sound of a rock. L.A. on my baseball hat. Where they run it right up on you in that black on black. Don't move. Gotta bounce like a mother when brothers got mass weapons of war with each other. Ain't seen big, not ready to die yet. My militant mindset got you running for cover, so yo.
Popping about it, look at the whole world. They talking about us, I got a mean hook. They're out of your body, I wanna
talk a little, pick your brain. Wanna see you with something little, walk around the plane. Hey, I got a lot to gain, getting my label off the ground like David Blaine. So now, what you know about me? I'm a self-made man from poverty. Yeah, now I own a lot of property. I pimp brides, lifestyles, and companies. So yo, now let me spit you the facts. I used to hustle the corner, but I ain't bringing you that. Nah, I'm like swinging the bat right at your kneecaps for coming at your face like that. Yeah, baby girl touching my chain. Now let me tell you who I ain't. You can't run no games.
I'm gangsta, baby, ain't nothing changed.
Come on.
Feeling good already, huh?
feeling.
Capital FM.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger way over town that digs on me. She give me money.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger,
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke.
She give me money.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger,
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
Get down,
girl, gon' head, get down.
Get down,
girl, gon' head, get down.
Get down,
girl, gon' head. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. For us girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she'll have an act like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they bad to showbiz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a Benz. We all went to Den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should have got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messin' with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messin' with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl.
Hey.
Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got me.
That's what you're saying, Kanye. We know you're saying that right now about gold diggers. And again, just telling people.
Kanye, a break. Martin, Kanye is tired.
No, this is for the men in this country.
What's that?
Stop it. Stop sending women money and then crying about it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just start with that.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
Yeah, but please don't tell him stop sending
money.
There are people who won't hear the first half of any message.
Did I say men?
You just said men.
For the men.
And that is exactly
what
I'm saying.
Do you understand what I'm saying, June?
No,
I don't. You're out of that picture.
No.
This is for the men.
I know how men listen to things.
It's
like when they read the Bible, say, women should submit. But you forget to read. And you should also love your wives, man. You have selective amnesia, selective reading.
So now what we're going to do is we are celebrating 100 years of Tasker.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
For 100 years.
100 years of
Look
Tasker.
At that.
Now this is your chance to shine and be the next big star in music and gaming. This is your chance to win part of almost 3 million Kenya shillings. We want you to take advantage of this opportunity of a lifetime, and we'll let you know how you can do that. But what we want you to do is to order yourself a Tasker Malt Lager right now. Right now. Wherever you are. Go to your local. Go to partycentral.co.ke. Go to your supermarket. Go somewhere and order yourself a cold white cap and enjoy yourself right now, because it's hot. You need a cold one. It's fantastic.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Okay,
and now
Martin.
I'm excited because there's a human being in this studio. Happens to be a toastmaster.
Who happens to be? Gosh, this is why you should have people like Martin on your show, Mr. Donald Bosire. Martin has a question for you.
Thank you so much for
allow him to begin
now.
Ask
quickly. Who are you?
Yeah, exactly. Not much else.
Great question, because sometimes I ask myself that, like, who are you? You know, are you? Why are you here? My name is Don.
Yeah.
I am many things to many people, but for now I'm a toastmaster. But more importantly, I'm somebody just interested in people and their stories.
So you see a Toastmaster. What's a Toastmaster?
Well, Toastmasters is the world's largest public speaking and leadership club. So what we do there is build our capacity to speak and lead better. So to communicate, tell stories, and really connect with people better.
Yeah, there's something we need to do, John.
Martin did not.
I think Martin
that
needs to connect
today.
Better. Yeah, right.
He thought it had something to do with bread.
Toasting. With bread or wine.
I am not even joking. No, it was bread.
No, it was not bread.
Explains his excitement. It was like toast.
What was it? What was it, Martin?
Toasting to a great future.
Oh, so it was a drink.
It was a Tusker Malt.
Like toasting a Tusker to the next 100 years.
That's what I thought. I was so excited. I thought, oh, it's coming with drinks. 98.4 Capital FM. Exactly what Don is hoping will happen to you.
Good,
yeah, go easy on me, man.
Go easy on him.
That's one of his favorite tracks, actually. So, you know, we're here to aim to please before we take you through the ringer. And this is The Jam on 98.4 Capital FM. Mr. Martin Karaoke, June Gashui, and of course, our jam master in studio, Donald, a.k.a. The Don. Bossire the Boss.
Say that again.
Don Boss.
Like the boss. I like to say that again.
Don Boss.
Like my boss.
Yeah, I didn't say my. Let's be clear, bro.
Oh, the boss.
The boss. Just okay. The boss. All right. Well, here's what we want to know.
All right.
You have a clearly demonstrated passion, as you said, for people and conversations. And I think that didn't start, I want to imagine, at Toastmasters, because something took you to Toastmasters. So even as you and Agatha came together to found or form or establish Engage, maybe take us through what was that process? Where did your love for conversations and people begin? And what was the path to giving birth to Engage?
It's funny thing though about where my passion for public speaking and storytelling began, because I went to my friend at work called Evelyn, who was delivering what they call an icebreaker speech at the Toastmasters club, at her club, Selma Toastmasters. And so she invited me, a couple of other people, come, this is my maiden speech. And I went and I found an amazing session of people, you know, passionate people, really telling stories. It is, you know, Toastmasters is very well organized. It's a structured way of just helping everybody improve. So after that meeting, I was sold and I said, I'm going to come for the next one. And after I came for a couple of meetings and got into the Toastmasters space, became a member of the club. So one time I'm wondering, this is great, but does it happen outside of Toastmasters? You know, we have a great time here as Toastmasters. It's a club. It's a members only club. But how about hearing other people tell their stories? And that's where it was birthed. Basically from just a passion, and I was fascinated by the way people at Toastmasters were able to get up and share a part of themselves, you know, in a way that connected to other people. And we thought, how about then move away from the space of maybe telling stories that are more corporate, how you do things, more like the how and the why, and how about ask people or challenge people to tell stories that are personal
to them,
so that they can enrich audiences and sort of see, can people connect to this in a way that uplifts them and sort of makes them better people? So that's where it started.
So then you decide, I'm going to engage with people.
So then we decide that, hey, how about we have an experiment. Let's just try this once.
Okay.
Let's get people together. Let's find 5 storytellers, put them in a room, and let them tell stories. So it happened to be in February. And the date that we booked the theater at the Braeburn, the small theater, happened to be February the 14th.
Ah, that's day for men's conference.
Yeah, the day we hated men's conference. In fact, it was probably the beginning of men's conference. It was like, if you hate Valentine's Day, come listen to other types of stories.
Good pitch.
So we looked for people, and 5 people, 3 or 4 of them were Toastmasters, because it was easy to find from the family of Toastmasters people who were already willing, already interested in telling
and
stories.
Talking, yeah.
Already talking. And then we cajoled, begged, you know, people who owned us money, you know, family, you know, you need to come for this. It was 1,000 bob. So come to the theater February 14th. If you had Valentine's Day like we do, this is a thing for you.
Yeah.
And guys showed up. And these 5 guys told different stories from heartbreak. So we titled it, What's Love Got to Do With It?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah, What's Love? Yeah, because...
Yeah.
Something that Martin can really relate to. Because
this is the thing. Because after thing, cajoled, yeah. I was worried.
Cajoled.
Hey.
You wait. You'll have your time. That's not.
I know.
You'll be our jam master one of these days.
So we figured it's Valentine's Day. How about we have stories that are sort of anti-Valentine? Non-love stories. Because love surely is everything else.
Surely.
Yeah.
Other than romantic love.
Yes.
You know.
Save the trees. Yeah.
There's love there, you know. Yeah. Love your country,
exactly.
Love the planet.
Yeah.
Save the trees.
Yes.
Then go to the whales.
Go to everything.
Come back home, please. Come back home. Whales, who has a whale? What is going on?
We were willing to save anything else in the name of love, exactly. Not romantic love.
Yes.
Whales, trees,
biscuits,
salmon, I don't know, anything. So we got these people, and they shared stories that were as diverse as the love that a man has when he wakes up in the morning to walk all the way to industrial area to look for work, and he doesn't find work. And he goes back home. And so what does that love story look like? Either for his wife or for himself? Does love exist in that? And this guy's told such diverse stories, and we sold out on that night. Mm. We turned people away.
Yeah.
The theater only held 100, but like 150 people came.
You gave money away.
We rejected, you know, one of the biggest regrets of our lives.
This is a calling from the Almighty.
Yeah, amen. So the experiment quishered. Yeah. We were complete with it. We're like, oh, guys do like stories.
Yeah.
Until then, people asked, so when are you doing the next one?
Okay.
Oh. We hadn't thought about the next one.
Yeah.
You jumped into an experiment.
We jumped in
with no plan.
With no plan.
Okay. It was it. That's kind of like our life here.
Yeah. Yeah, with no plan.
Yeah. None.
That's you now.
None.
No plan.
None.
Okay.
We're flowing with the universe.
I'm starting to get that now.
That's the way we're going to flow into the news headlines.
And the sports.
And the sports. And even as you do so, have you ordered your Tusker Malt today? It's slow brewed for fuller flavor. And of course, even as we continue to think about being the next music star and the next king and queen of gaming, that could be you. There's a whole bunch of auditions that have been lined up for the nexters. That could be a potential person who's coming up in music or in gaming. And of course, this coming Saturday, Lake City Kisumu Jomo Kenyatta Grounds is where the auditions will be. We'll be giving you more details, and we'll be back with our Jam Master, Don Bosire. This is The Jam.
Capital FM.
This is it.
All the songs that are playing today actually lead up to what Dawn is telling us off air. This track is called Trick Me by Kelis, and we're being tricked into something amazing, by the way. I would not fight it. Being tricked into talking, having a conversation about telling our stories, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's what we really need to do as a Capital FM and also our listeners. I think some of our listeners have some fantastic stories to tell.
Yeah.
There have been listeners who have been listening to Capital FM from the inception, 1996.
Wow. And even that itself is a story.
A story. Yeah. Some have people working here.
Yeah.
Relatives and children working here. You never know. But we're joined by Don Bosire himself. Mm-hmm. He's behind the thing known as Engage. Have you seen it online? If you've never seen it, go on to YouTube. Check out Engage. Fantastic
Engage
stories.
Engage Talk.
You know, thank you so much.
I am a proud carrier
of Engage.
Of our Waraboro. Mm.
It says Engage.
Engage. Wow. It says inform, inspire, and influence. Tell us a little bit about those three what shall we call them, words that are a motto, a slogan, an ethos that you live by.
Those three, I like what you said, motto, ethos, slogan. It is really at the foundation of why we tell stories or why we speak. Why do you listen to anyone? Why do you go to church? When the pastor stands up there, there's information. He wants to inform you. And he needs to inspire you. And then influence you to an action. We don't speak just for the sake of uttering words. We want people to be influenced by the things that we are saying. And we want them to not leave that space unchanged. We want them to be transformed. We want them to get up and do something. And that's what happens at church. That's what happens at your typical audience. At the end of the day, it's like, what's your altar call? Whenever we speak, whenever we communicate, you want people to leave there and do something. Do something different. So yes, inform people. That's just information. Inspire them. But don't just leave them there. Just get them, influence them to change, to do something. For themselves, for society. So on and so forth. So inform, inspire, and influence.
Okay. I like it. I like it. So I know that I personally know the Engage story. I'm an alum twice over.
Twice over.
I think, you know, you've been very gracious giving me time to tell my stories. And I feel challenged every time I'm on this platform because I don't know if you guys have noticed, there's no Donald has said. Like, this is part of the training, I guess, in terms of being able to express yourself without... And yet it's not like you're taking pauses, but it's what your mouth and your voice are choosing to do with those pauses. So I think just being able to speak in public is something I've appreciated doing. I mean, we are on radio, so you are all listening, and we imagine your faces, we imagine how you look, how your hair is, what you're wearing today. We see you in our minds. We're not abnormal. It's just necessary to get this job
we are
done.
Not normal.
Abnormal, but
but I think for every story, there's a story about Engage that has not yet been told.
Yeah.
Right? From all the interviews you and Agatha have given, what is the one thing we want an exclusive. What is the one thing nobody knows about the Engage story?
Man, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That we have failed miserably, terribly, fantastically, if there's such a word. That failure in bringing Engage to light is at the heart of what Engage is right now. So remember I mentioned how we started off, and then we held the second Engage. The second one, the numbers grew from 100 to like 250, and we got excited, like this thing is working.
Yes.
When we held the third one in August and, you know, tried to sell tickets and all, I think we had like 60 people in a theater of 400. 60. And at the heart of that was discouragement. The fact that we wanted to quit. The fact that, man, there's... June, I'm sure you've been there. Maybe not, but you're fantastic in everything. I don't know.
Let's do one about failure.
Have you held a concert and had like, I don't know, 60 people?
Yes, I set up for 600 and I had 30. So yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
So we set up for 400 and we had 60 or 65. You know, and half of those are just people who wish as well, family and stuff. And there's something about failing... you know, that you need to get beyond. But at the moment at which you're failing, it is everything it is to you. You know, it overwhelms you. So there's that part of the story of wanting to quit. In fact, for a long time, we didn't hold Engage in August. We just thought that was because of that experience.
A bad omen, man.
A bad omen. You know, Martin's your birthday in August?
No, July.
Just before.
That's just elections and one Peter Donga's birthday.
Yeah. So I think the thing that maybe people may not know is how it's the great discouragement that failure brings and that Engage has failed. You know, we have failed. Many people think that perhaps this has been, you know, a journey that we've grown from strength to strength, and we're telling more stories and more people are getting to tell their stories or hear about Engage. But we have failed fabulously, if there's such a thing. We have failed. And we do fail at times. And that, I think, is probably part of the untold story.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
I think it's powerful. I think sharing about failure is powerful.
It is.
When we come back, I want to, because I want us to listen to some music. Because Donald is a music lover, mm-hmm. and I like that you incorporate music in the Engage experience. Yeah, yep. So we'll jump in and play a few songs and pay a few bills. But when we come back, I want to ask you a question I really don't think people ask men a lot. And that's about work-life balance. I feel like it's never a conversation you guys are called to. I want to give you some time to think about the answer to Kichesa Musiki. If you guys have questions for Don Bosire, if you want to just send him a shout out and appreciate Engage and the platform, let us know at the Jam984 on Twitter. The hashtag is DriveOutAndJamMasters. Our WhatsApp line is available as well, 0701-984-984.
I love you, baby.
Why? I love you, baby.
Yeah, it's a nice old classic. Mm. Do you remember Lauryn Hill's version?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's such a dope song. Simple
now,
lyrics.
Yeah.
This is The Jam on 98.4, and we love you, baby. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening.
With June Gashui,
and Martin Karaoke.
And of course, Don Bosire is here with us
the
today.
Boss.
He is the Jam Master, the boss himself. Now, before you go into deep issues, I just want to ask you a very, very quick question.
Ask.
You've had June twice on that show. How did you stop her? Do you have a limitation of time for how long she can talk when she's telling her story? And how did you manage her? How do you manage people coming to tell their story, and they have a lot of stories? People who have stories, if you say it's a 15-minute, you have a 15-minute window, but you know this person is Fidel Castro or Mugabe. How do you manage that?
Gosh, I'll protect
you know,
me from
I
my enemies.
I didn't want to say this, but with June, I needed the Midas touch, and I had it. It's time to go then. So...
Okay.
So, one of the fundamental aspects of speaking effectively is what are your key points?
Uh-huh.
So, a lot of us have got, we have a long story. Yeah. Martin, if I was to ask you right now, what's your story? You know, forget about what's your story. If I was to ask you, what did you do this morning? Should I ask you what you do this morning? Yeah. Again, I think I'll get interested now.
How much time do like, we have?
Do we have? So the fundamental thing to then speaking effectively is for us to identify what are the key points. Yeah. What do you want your audience? What is the one thing you want your audience to live with? Mm. So for June had a great story. Everybody loves June's bus stop story, you know, because it was fundamental. It connected with that audience. Mm. So it is, how do you then think of what's the story and what's the takeaway? What's the story and what's the one takeaway? Mm-hmm. Because there aren't many takeaways in storytelling. Yeah. Most of the time it is just one takeaway. Mm. That takeaway can be like, I don't know, fail forward, you know, don't fear, get over yourself. Oh. You know, hard work pays. Okay, that sounds like the parent in me is coming out now. But there's almost always just one message that we want audiences. And there should only be one message that we want audiences to live with. Because if we leave them with a multiplicity of messages, uh-huh. then what do we want them to do with that? Uh-huh. So in telling our stories effectively then, when we sit down with our storytellers, we try to figure out, what's your story? What's that story that has impacted you in such a powerful way that you want to use it to edify and uplift others or connect to others? And then once we figure out what that story is, we will ask you, why do you want to tell it? Why do you want to tell that particular story? And when we figure out why you want to tell it, then it becomes very easy then to have the one takeaway. Mm. So for everybody and most of, but June was excellent. She scripted it, because we require that you script your story.
There's a process.
There's a process. And that you need was to script thing. It. You get it edited. Yes. You need to practice.
Yeah.
And it's about 1,600 words for a 9 to 12 minute speech. So that's how we sort of get a sense of how long you should take. And then practice. And June was diligent.
I was a good student, which is rare. I actually, to be very honest, that's the one thing I struggled the most with the process, because I tend to sort of just get up there and then start talking
off the cuff.
Yeah. And this process, actually, for you to be within the 9 and 12 minutes, to ask yourself these questions: why do I want to communicate effectively? What is it that I want people to go home with? What's the thing I'm genuinely and authentically sharing? That requires you to actually put some points down, and that homework was hard. I think I was the last one to submit my script.
This is,
you know, but it's a great process. Before we went on break, I wanted to prod you a little bit and ask you about your work-life balance. As we know, you do several things. Engage sounds like a whole family and children and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Yet we also know you have a real life family.
Children and grandchildren.
And grandchildren. Are they there already? My gosh. Yeah. So what does work-life balance look like for the Don?
I think for the most part, people think that the whole work-life balance discussion is around, it's like work versus balance. Mm-hmm. It's like work versus everything else. Mm. For me, what works for me, and not that I'm extremely successful at it, is in prioritizing what's important to me right now. Mm-hmm. Like right now, what's important? It's not work or the other thing. Mm. It is everything must get done. It's just what's the priority now. So for instance, my kids were home the other weekend. Mm-hmm. They had a long weekend and they were home. At that point in time, then there is no work-life balance. It's the kids are home. The focus is them.
Yes.
So it's at that point in time, what do you need to prioritize right there? So for me, work-life balance is about, we're having Engage. It's coming up on April the 23rd. It's a focus now.
Yes.
We sort of need to focus on that now. And then focus on other things. And there can be that many things that a man needs to focus on. If you have family, it's family, it's work, and then it's play. Whatever play is for you, that's important as well. And we must always, for those who, if you gym at any time or work out at any point in time, that moment when you're working out is an important moment for you. So for me, balance is achieved by basically ensuring that the priority for that moment is achieved. I mean, just make sure you have the key elements of what your life should have. Mm. Family. Work is inevitable, because you must work to eat. So that is not optional. Mm. We must work. But the other things seem kind of optional, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's, you don't have to go home. No, you don't have to work out. You don't have to eat right. It seems that way. So that we must then be more conscious.
I argue that work is also optional. I don't know. You could marry like an old guy with a lot of money, a rich person.
Not an option for me, though.
No, okay, the for old you. Guy. Okay, yeah. true. Old lady? No? Okay. So,
but well, I get the point.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But
everything technically could be optional then.
Yeah, no working is an option.
Yes.
But how far will that get you? Yeah. It's almost like work is at the foundation of everything else, that the balance is achieved once you have the work.
Mm.
It's almost like if you don't have work, we cannot say, hey, for Don to achieve balance, he has play, he has family, he just needs work.
Yeah.
It's almost like it starts with work because that occupies most of our time.
Okay.
And everything else then has to plug in. So I think work is essential. Whatever our work is, we can then determine the work doesn't have to be something specific, doesn't have to be, it can be whatever you love. But once you have it, then everything else needs to plug in another priority.
Okay. Well, we have one more song, and then when we come back, we'll ask you to tell the people listening, our fellow listeners, if they want to be on Engage, what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
Other than Mato here, who you're going to recruit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just like final thoughts around effective speaking, because I do think it's important in people's work lives. So let us know what that looks like. This is The Jam. And if you have not yet ordered your Tusker malt, what are you waiting for?
You need to order your Tusker malt right now.
But you'll never ever see it. I made a promise that you'll never ever know. I think about you, but you'll never ever notice. We might be better, but you're probably okay. I drew this for you, but you'll never ever see it. I made a promise it could never ever show. I wrote this song, but you'll never ever hear it. We could be better, but you're probably okay.
Just a band, probably for lovers. If you love cake, if you love your dog, if you love your human, if you love your world, if you love your country, it's probably for you. This song is probably for you. It's Just a Band on The Jam. June Gashui, Martin Karaoke, the Don himself in the building. 98.4 Capital FM. We only speak to bosses, and you are all bosses.
The boss.
You're the boss.
Okay. So I mean, honestly, thank you for coming through and sharing. What I'd like you to do now is tell our listeners where they can follow Engage if they have not woken up to and smelled many coffees. Where is Engage found? Where are these stories found? And also, if somebody is interested in being on the lineup, can they apply? And my final thing to that is just words of advice for people who want to do that one experiment. Inspire them to do the experiment. Just the way Engage was an experiment.
Every time you meet with your friends or family and you sit around, you're having a drink, you're having dinner, and people are sharing, telling stories. Every time someone goes for therapy to see a counselor, you go to church, somebody is telling you a story. And we go to those places because we have an expectation that we're going to leave those places better off than when we got there.
Mm.
And we leave there better off because somebody makes a conscious choice to give of themselves
to tell a story of themselves. And my challenge to everyone, or my challenge to someone who may be listening, and that very fundamental fear of speaking overwhelms you. You know, one of the things people say is, I don't have a story, or my story, you know, I watched June on Engage. I don't have such a story. I'm not funny like June. I don't connect like June. Or I haven't experienced loss like somebody at Engage. Every story has meaning. And this may sound like a very cliche statement, but you must get started. And I'll ask, each time you sit in an audience listening to somebody else, we are always willing people to succeed. You don't sit there thinking, man, I really hope this person makes a fool of themselves. I hope they forget their words. We don't. Like, if you go to school and there's someone else's kid trying to recite a poem or something, and that kid stops midstream, and it's not your kid,
You feel way,
and you're urging them on.
Yeah.
So the knowledge that audiences are enabling is important for us to get up on stage, wherever it is, and tell our stories. People want to listen, and people are urging us on. And that's fundamental to why we should move out of our comfort zone and then tell the stories. So it is important. If you want to speak at Engage, just check out our YouTube channel, Engage Talk, or you can write to us, info@engage.org.ke, or check our social channels at Engage.ke.
Okay.
But get up and tell your story.
I like it. Oh, what a jam session, jam master session. I'm nominating Martin Karaoke and Angela Wamboi.
Approved. Angela, of course. Definitely. Martin, we can.
Speakers we can. At Engage.
Can negotiate.
And maybe we do our capital version. You know, we could do our capital FM edition.
So meaning you'll be on stage with me?
Girl, yeah.
Okay, then we got to do that. Martin and on stage.
Thank you so much for coming through. That was informative. Because even the Kizungu has changed.
Informative.
Informative.
He cajoled you and look at what has happened.
Yeah. So right now we're going to go into the news. We're going to find out what's going on around the world. Thank you so much, Dawn, for coming through.
That Thank you. Fantastic. Thank you, guys. Had a great time.
Yeah. 98.4 Capital FM.